I'm going to give you five quick things tonight, five decisions not to make, okay? Five things not to do, all right? When you think about your life, a lot of times, really all the time, who you are and your entire life is just made up of the decisions that you make. Your life is determined, and it will be determined by the decisions you make, who you're going to hang out with, whether or not you're going to do what your parents say, stuff like this. A lot of times we think, oh, I just don't want to make the decision. But doing that in and of itself is a decision. When you're faced with a decision and you stall and you let it kind of play itself out, you're making a decision. Every person will have to make some sort of decision every day. You know, what kind of clothes am I going to wear today? Am I going to brush my teeth this morning? Do I have time to take a shower? We could go into more detail there, but for the sake of time, I won't. So the question really boils down to, what kind of a decision maker are you? Do you make good decisions? Do you make no decisions? Do you make bad decisions? So I'm going to give you five quick decisions not to make that will keep you from sabotaging. Did I spell that correctly? Close enough. Sabotaging your future, okay? Is everybody with me? Do we need like a seventh inning stretch? Should we all just stand up? Let's all stand up. Let's praise the Lord. Let's get those palms up in the air, your palm branches. Lift up, lift it up. Yeah, that feels good. Can everybody take a deep breath? Yes, Cassandra, what can I? Oh, you're just stretching. Okay. Well, she had her hand up. She's the only one, so I didn't know. Okay, you can sit down. First decision. Can anybody guess what the first decision not to make is? Decide not to go to hell. That's a good decision, but that's not number one. Number one is to not make the decision to disobey your parents. Okay, that's number one. That's the number one decision not to make. You know, God has placed parents in our lives to help guide us in the right direction. You know, a lot of times we're walking around and we're kind of might get off course. But God has placed these wonderful people in our lives, called our parents, called mom and dad, mama. What other names? What do you call your parents? Mother, father, padre, madre, momo. Call your dad that? It's kind of cool. Momo. How do you say mom, like papa? Papa? I don't know. That's a little like German for you. Papa, papa, or something. European. A little European flair tonight. That's cool. But God has placed these people in our lives to help guide us on the right course. You know, if we get off course and we have to, you know, be adjusted, that doesn't feel good. You know, it doesn't feel good to have somebody steering you in the right direction. So a lot of times we're at odds with our parents. But Ephesians 6:1 tells us, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You know, and I would always read this verse and I would think, what does that mean? Obey your parents in the Lord. What does that mean? Anybody have any idea what that might mean? Obey your parents in the Lord. You know, I kind of took it to mean I'm going to obey my parents when I really just don't want to, because it's what God has said to do in His Word. That's kind of how I took it. I'm a Christian, and I know God wants me to obey my parents, but even though I really don't want to take the garbage out right now, I'm going to do it because the Bible said. Or even though I really would like to go out on Friday night and light up this town, I'm not going to because my parents said I needed to be home by 11 o'clock. Exodus 20:12 tells us, respect your father and mother. This is actually the fifth commandment. You guys know there's 10 commandments, right? Uno, dos, tres, tres. I'm Porky Pig up here tonight. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco. That's all I got. Okay, 28. It says, this is the fifth commandment, respect your father and mother, and you will live long, you will live a long time in the land that I'm giving you. So the Bible tells us that if we listen to our parents, if we respect them, if we honor them, if we heed their advice, heed their counsel, that we're going to live a long life. This is the first commandment with promise. So number one is make the decision not to disobey. Number two, anybody? Anybody got any ideas? Anybody has an idea who's not a rap? Don't do drugs? No. Nope, that's not even on my list. I can tell my priorities. Number two is to not or make the decision. Let's see, don't make the decision to make quick decisions. This is kind of a something, like an oxy something. Like OxyClean. How many guys like the OxyClean man? He's got this crazy fake beard thing going, and he's big and he's buff and he's got his sleeves rolled up. Anybody knows OxyClean? Mr. Clean? Now, OxyClean, this guy has a beard. He looks like a lumberjack. Like, it's not clean unless it's OxyClean. And he's so excited about these clothes that are so clean. Why are we talking about this? I don't know. But before we make a decision, you know, before we decide to disobey our parents, hopefully we don't do this, but before we make a decision, we need to take time and think through it, not make quick decisions. Because when we have to make a quick decision, a lot of times we're under pressure. And when you make decisions under pressure, a lot of times you'll make the wrong choice. So number two is to not make quick decisions. Proverbs 29:20 tells us, do you see a man who speaks in haste? There's more hope for a fool than for him. You know, if you say things without thinking about them, the Bible says there's more hope, you know, for a fool than you. There's more hope for an idiot, is a good word, you know, than you, for the person who's making quick decisions and speaking without thinking. So number two is to not make quick decisions. What was number one? Obey your parents. Number two? Number three is decide not to develop wrong relationships. A lot of times the people we hang around, our friends, our colleagues, our comrades, if you're Russian, comrade. I told you it was going to be European flair tonight. Papa, you're my comrade. But a lot of times the people we hang around influence the decisions we make. You know, we're hanging out with our friends. It's 3 a.m. Hey, let's go buy a bottle of booze and booze it up. You know, if we're not with those kind of friends, we're not going to be doing those kinds of things. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to be very careful about the friends we choose. Psalms 41:9 tells us, this is David speaking. David had a lot of trouble with friends. He was always being stabbed in the back, and his friends were, you know, rising up against him. Psalms 41:9 tells us, even my best friend, the one I always told everything, he even ate meals at my house all the time. This guy has risen up and come against me. Proverbs 18:24 says, friends come and go, but a true friend sticks by you like family. We need to make very careful decisions about who we spend our time with, who we make friends with, because these people can either bring you up or they can take you down. And if you're in a relationship with people and it's bringing you down and they're influencing you, taking you to places you don't want to go, it's time to maybe cut it out, you know, as Joey Gladstone might say. Any Full House friends? Uncle Jesse, any Uncle Jesse friends out there? Any Danny Tanner fans out there? Any Greg Brady fans out there? Whatever. I don't know. So what was decision number one? Two, number two? Enumero tres. Number four, I'm willing to wager, if I was a gambling man, which I'm not, But if I were, I'd give somebody like 20-1 odds that they would not guess this next one. Anybody willing to take me up? Those are pretty good odds. Nope. Okay. Number four is don't sit around and just wait for your big break. A lot of us, you know, we're waiting for life to get started. We just sit around, man, my life is so boring. You know, there's nothing to do. All I do is watch TV all day and homework in school. And we just kind of sit around and we wait for our big break. We wait for our life to get started. But it's up to us to kind of step out and find God's destiny for our lives and then pursue it. You know, Melody's not sitting around. You know, she's getting involved in this community thing. And it's not an easy thing that she's doing. And it's really stretching her a lot. But she's doing something. You know, she's not just sitting around. She's making an effort to impact people and impact her community. And I really appreciate people who do that, who don't just sit around, but who come up with great ideas and do them. Matthew 11:12 says that the kingdom of heaven advances by people who are forceful, by people who make a decision to do stuff, and then they go and get it done. They don't just talk about it. They don't just sit around all day. So number four is make the decision to not wait for your big break. And number five is make the decision to not give up. You know, a lot of us, everybody is faced with challenges. There's no one in here who doesn't face hard times or challenges. And if you watch any kind of sporting events, you'll notice that all the commercials are about, you know, pressing on. You know, I fall down 7 times, but I get up 8. You know, all this really cool marketing stuff. But the truth is that winners, the difference between a winner and a loser is the winner just doesn't give up. You know, if you give up, you're a loser. You know, that's the bottom line. You just lost. You gave up. You threw in the towel. Muhammad Ali was a great winner. He's a great boxer. He didn't throw in the towel a whole lot. You know, he persevered. He beat his opponents up, and they had to throw in the towel because he was so forceful in not giving up and pressing through his challenges. Philippians 3:12-14 tells us, this is Paul speaking. Paul is a man who wrote like 3/4 of the New Testament, and he faced a lot of challenges. He says, not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and starting forward and starting towards what is ahead. You know, he faced a lot of challenges in his life, Paul, but he always made the decision to forget what was behind and to press on. To forget, yeah, it was tough. Yeah, I've been thrown in jail a million times. Yeah, I've been beaten, whipped, and branded with hot irons. But I'm going to forget about all that, and I'm just going to keep pressing on to the destiny that God's called me to press on to. In verse 14, he says, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me. Everybody has a destiny that God's calling you to fulfill. Everybody has a prize that God is calling you to seek out and pursue and to obtain. And the difference between a winner and a loser in life is somebody who just doesn't give up. You know, we got to be forceful in our decisions. We have to kind of go on the offense. You know, in sports, you know, if the Spurs never played offense, you know, they would never win games. You know, it's great to play defense and to protect yourself from things, but a lot of times we need to get up and go forward and never quit. So the 5 decisions not to make, what was number 1? Number 2, don't make quick decisions. Number 3, relationships. Don't develop wrong relationships. Number 4, don't just sit around waiting for your big break. And number 5, don't give up. If we do not make these decisions, or if we make the opposite decision, we'll be successful in life. And that's what I want for each one of you guys, is to move on past when you leave this group and you leave this stage of your life, to leave equipped with, you know, the ability to make right decisions and to really excel in life. And these are some things that will really help you do that. Lord Jesus, God, I thank you for each young person that is here tonight. Lord, I pray you bless them abundantly, Lord, as they leave this place and this campus. Lord, let them go out with a light and a fire in their heart, Lord, to reach their friends for Jesus and to just share the good news, Lord, that you came and you died and rose again for all our sins. And now, Lord, I just pray that you would help us to get all these details squared away and raise a lot of money for Courtney and cancer patients. And Lord, that we would show the world, Lord, what it is you're doing in our lives and the light of your gospel. In Jesus' name, amen. Everybody who wants to buy a bag, and even those who don't but are going to anyway, go see Melody. She's got like a stack of 4 million. And you guys have a good night.